Hello, and welcome to ADAPT's Prevention 365 podcast. Prevention is every day and every way. I'm your host, Jessica Baya with ADAPT. We bring stories and conversations about current issues in relations to drug use prevention in the context of connection, equity, and empowerment. Today, we're talking about embracing a new reality, the need for transparency in the home. Our featured guest today is Octavia Weathers. So, Octavia, please tell us a little bit more about you and your background.
Hi, Jess. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Octavia Weathers. I'm a health science major with the goals and aspirations of moving forward to a nursing program and followed by a midwifery program. I am a intern here at ADAPT and ready to talk about our topic.
Well, yes, thank you so much, Octavia, for joining us. And we are talking about peer pressure. What is it? Peer pressure is really the direct and indirect influence on people. And we know that this can come from our peers, our social groups, and even our family members. The source of peer pressure is usually from low self-esteem, fear of rejection, and the need to feel safety and security from our peers. And today, we will hear from you, Octavia, where peer pressure and transparency meet, and why this is important in the home. So, Octavia, please tell us your life experiences around peer pressure.
Yes, Jess. I have experienced peer pressure. If any, it was definitely high school, middle school ages. It's such an impressionable time to be a teenager, and the feelings of wanting to fit in and be with your friends that you've been friends with since you were kids. They're doing possibly things that you would not have signed up for. But they're encouraging the behavior. I think at high school and middle school ages, you're still figuring things out. Your friends are a huge influence on your decisions and the things that you think are right and wrong, because a lot of the time I remember being at that age and not really speaking to my mother as much as I should have to get questions that I would normally ask my friends, just because I didn't think that they would understand. So I would have to say middle school, high school would be the space where I experienced it the most.
Yeah, we understand that peer pressure is every day. We experience it in our daily lives. And I mean, kind of circling back, what would have made you a little bit more comfortable to bring some of these questions up to your mother?
Personal doubt and fear of whatever reaction that would come of the questions I'm asking. I know curiosity at that age, you just have so many questions, so many things that are just mind-boggling to you and just new, and you want to know what's going on. And instead of thinking, hey, I should ask an adult who has wisdom and a greater sense of idea of what is actually happening and what I'm feeling and what I'm thinking, I thought that the best decision would be to talk to my peers about it, simply because I know that, one, they're my friends. It's a safe space, I feel like, at that age. And two, it's just fear of the reaction, in a sense, from my parents. It was just that, the fear of whatever they thought about how I felt.
Thank you, Octavia. You definitely said something very important and very relatable. Similar to you, I would say at a young mind, young age, I wasn't able to process who to speak to. And I would say I do take comfort in my peers and in my and from my older siblings. And you're absolutely right. Oftentimes people, young people don't approach adults for information because of fear of judgment, anger, frustration. And so this is very important, especially to highlight in the conversation we're having today, the need for transparency in the home. So sort of a follow-up question, Octavia, is how did you become self-aware to understand the importance of being away from drugs and even advocating around peer pressure for yourself in your life?
When it came to peer pressure involving drugs, I happened to have a little more insight because my father had his own addiction problems at a young age. He was open and expressed that to me when I was around the age that he felt like it was something that was interesting to him. And it gave me an idea of the fact that something that I can do could have a negative impact on my life and my decisions and things of that nature. So I knew that when people around were smoking, when I was in high school, or like indulging in drinks and stuff, I absolutely knew off the top that it was not something that was for us. It was always something that was discussed that adults did. You know, I know a lot of the reasoning for like the students my age doing it had a lot to do with curiosity and just trying to be cool and fit in that sense. So it helped me to not only know my father's experience, but also just like watching how it affected the other students in my grade group. They, you know, struggled a little bit. Sometimes they wouldn't come to class. I've seen students, small story. I remember being in school and one of the teachers, I had no really idea about like marijuana at the time, but I saw a teacher, call a girl up to class and to the front of the class. And he goes, "Let me smell your hands." And he smells her hands, and just the scent of her hands alone got her expelled. So it was like, I knew there were consequences. I knew that there were things that, you know, it's not going to be a good decision for myself personally. So that's what helped me with the peer pressure of that, in that sense, when it comes to doing drugs and things of that nature. Peer pressure was something I definitely had to gain a backbone with over time. However, I definitely was a person that had their own mind and could make decisions for themselves. My peers definitely left an impression on me. However, I definitely still made the final decision in the end. So that's really how I dealt with it. And of course, with age, wisdom, that kind of stuff doesn't affect you as bad anymore, especially with growth and becoming an adult. So.
Wow. Thank you so much, Octavia. We've learned a lot from your story. One thing that stands out and I want to highlight today is being observant, being observant in your surroundings, the people you network with, your social groups, and pay attention, plan ahead. If no means no for you, stand strong and hold strong to your beliefs. That's very important. Following up with my next question, what recommendations do you have for parents who are listening to this discussion today?
When it comes to parents, I am not a parent myself, so I am only speaking from a person who has been a peer pressured teen, has experienced teens that have dealt with peer pressure, the conversation of transparency is important when it comes to that impressionable age. Instead of thinking so far as reprimanding for the action, I would suggest to parents to open a space, a safe space, for their child to really be open with them, give them an opportunity to let out what's on their heart and the things that are being discussed amongst their friends that they're curious about, and really give them a honest and helpful response that can, in a sense, allow them to make the decision to not do so because of the insight that they've gathered. Instead of out of sight, out of mind, and assuming that that will prevent any sort of indulgence in drugs and that nature, I would suggest parents take it head on, have the conversation. Don't be afraid of the reaction or what you may hear, but get ahead of it before it gets an opportunity to blossom amongst their peer group. Give it an opportunity to, really be dealt with before their curiosity kills the cat, in a sense. So just opening up that space of transparency will be the best and absolute game changer when it comes to high school and middle school. It'll allow for a space of comfortability for your child, and it will also create a safe space for them to feel comfortable coming, sitting down, knowing they can talk to you without the fear of possibly getting in trouble.
Thank you so much, Octavia, for that information. And thank you, everyone who is listening today to our podcast. Pay attention and have a conversation and have that open space, as Octavia mentioned, especially in your youth's life. Positive behaviors and positive ways to cope with stress and pressure is important, especially in the lives of our young people. Thank you so much, Octavia, for being part of today's episode. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Please join us every Wednesday for a new episode at Prevention 365 Podcast on Believe. That's BLEAV. Spotify, and Apple. You can check out our episodes on youtube.com/ADAPINC. That's AADAPINC. People need people. Thank you.